Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has made his pitch for re-election to Australian voters as he embarks on the first full day of a marathon campaign ahead of a double dissolution election on July the 2nd. He says Australians have a clear choice to keep the course and maintain the commitment to his government's economic plan or return to a higher taxing, higher spending Labor government. He'll spend today targeting voters in Queensland and defending the government's marginal seats. For more on this, I'm joined live in our Parliament House studio by the Deputy Leader of the Government in the Senate, Matthias Cormann. Senator Cormann, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
So fairness is clearly the central theme from Labor. Do you think the budget, your budget, most recent budget, has made your pitch more vulnerable to the fairness argument?
Our budget is our economic plan for jobs and growth. And of course, right now, our economy is in transition. We need to continue to successfully transition from resource investment-driven growth to broader drivers of growth in a strong, new, diversified economy. Labor has no plan for the economy. They just have a plan for higher taxes, which will hurt jobs and growth.
Polls today show that in both Fairfax and News Limited newspapers show that nearly 40% of voters think they're worse off after the budget. It does suggest you've still got some selling to do in this regard.
Well, the election is very close, and every vote will matter. And people on the 2nd of July will have to very carefully weigh up their decision. Right now, we continue to face global economic headwinds. These are uncertain times. The government has a plan on how to continue to successfully transition our economy, how to secure our successful transition in the economy. The question for voters is whether they want to put that at risk with a return to the higher taxes and higher spending of a Labor government.
But why should voters trust you as economic managers? As we know, deficit is three times what it was under Labor since you took office. Government debt is higher. Spending as a percentage of GDP is still above the long-term average of 25%. So you haven't made a lot of headway.
Well, firstly, the budget position is in better shape than it would have been if we had kept Labor's policy settings in place. At every budget and budget update, the budget position improved as a result of policy decisions. But there were other things happening, obviously, in the global economy that would have happened irrespective of who was in government. If you look back at the situation when we came into government in September 2013, the economy was weakening, unemployment was rising, the budget position was rapidly deteriorating. The economy is now stronger, growing at 3%, double the rate of Canada, stronger than any of the G7 economies. Employment growth is stronger. The unemployment rate at 5.7% is well below what had been anticipated when we came into government. And the budget position is improving and is on a believable path back to surplus. The question is whether we want to continue to go down this path, continue to make progress, strengthening growth and creating more jobs and putting the budget on a sustainable foundation for the future, or whether we want to put that at risk by the discredited policies of the past, which Labor has pursued in the past, of higher spending, higher taxes, which will hurt growth and jobs.
Climate change wasn't mentioned yesterday. Why?
Well, you know, obviously we have a very strong and credible plan when it comes to addressing climate change. We made our commitments in Paris earlier this year, or late last year, in relation to the emissions reduction target out of Australia towards the global effort. It's a very credible target. We've got very credible policies.
But it wasn't mentioned. Target. Is it seen as an area of vulnerability in your policy because of what?
Not at all. We have a strong and effective policy when it comes to addressing climate change, and obviously that is one that has been out on the public record for some time.
Transition is a word we're hearing a lot of. Clearly, it's very important in Western Australia, your home state, where unemployment actually is rising. The mining boom's tailing off fast. A fairness mantra you would think would resonate more there than usual now.
Well, Western Australia has been responsible for most of the economic growth for most of the past decade. But right now, you're quite right. Western Australia is on the front line when it comes to the economic transition that Australia is currently in. People in Western Australia understand about commodity price cycles. People in Western Australia also understand how important it is for us to be as competitive as possible internationally, how important it is to invest in innovation, how important our plan for jobs and growth is with our innovation program for startup businesses, with our defense industry plan to help low to help local high-end manufacturing, our export trade deals in Western Australia. People understand about the importance about our export trade deals. They understand about the importance of making our tax system more growth-friendly by providing tax cuts and incentives for business and hard-working families.
It's usually, Western Australia is usually a state of some considerable strength for the Liberal Party. Do you think that you'll see a bigger swing against you in this election there?
Well, in Western Australia, all three Labor incumbent members in the House of Representatives are retiring. All three of them have voted with their feet. So, I mean, obviously, the Liberal National Party coalition in Western Australia will put forward our plan for jobs and growth in the same way as we are in the rest of Australia. And it's a very important plan for Western Australia's
You've got some discontent there too, haven't you? Dennis Jensen, who was deselected, he's threatening to run as an independent. Is that going to be difficult for you?
I wish him all the best for his future. We are focused on implementing our plan for jobs and growth.
So which states then, which areas in particular do you think this election is going to be won and lost?
This is a very closely fought election. It is an election where every single vote will matter and every single Australian will have to very carefully weigh up their decision, whether they will support our continuing implementation of our plan for jobs and growth or whether they want to put that at risk by supporting Labor's push for higher taxes, which in our judgment will hurt jobs and growth.
And polls show today that it is pretty close, very close in fact. One poll has you 1 point behind, one poll has you 1 point ahead. Malcolm Turnbull certainly has lost some of the gloss he had at the beginning of the year, hasn't he?
Malcolm Turnbull is running a very good and effective government. I am very confident he will be running a very good campaign between now and the 2nd of July. And in the end, it will be up to the Australian people to decide whether they want to continue to secure our economic transition with the implementation of our plan for jobs and growth, or whether they want to put that at risk with higher Labor taxes.
Okay, we'll hear a lot more of it in the next 8 weeks. Matthias Cormann, thank you very much for joining us.
Always good to talk to you.
Senator Matthias Cormann there.